Vikings were legendary party animals. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, David Zori, assistant professor at Baylor University, profiles the cultural significance of Viking feasts.
Vikings are known as raiders and traders, but most Viking Age Scandinavians spent their time farming, herding, and socializing. Our work in Iceland shows Viking immigrants worked hard producing beef and beer to maintain the big man society of Scandinavia, in which chieftains hosted huge feasts. They displayed wealth and status to flex political muscle with rivals and enlist supporters. But subarctic Iceland presented environmental constraints. Sheep could graze free-range in the winter, but cattle had to be kept in barns. A shorter growing season and colder climate hampered barley cultivation for beer. Our work at Risbru Farm in Iceland's Mosfa Valley, where some of the Icelandic saga's most famed Vikings lived, explored how they handled these challenges. We unearthed a large 10th century feasting hall and found a high ratio of cattle to sheep bones, showing preference for beef. Pollen studies show barley cultivation, while seeds from house floors indicate barley consumption, probably as beer. But with erosion and a cooling climate, lavish hosting got tougher. Excavations show the ratio of cattle to sheep bones declined as Risbru residents shifted to sheep herding. Barley cultivation stopped, and these chiefs ceased to be mentioned in sagas. What came first? Were chieftains no longer powerful, and so did not need to host extravagant feasts? Or could they not keep up the show, and so lost power? Seems to me that the drive for beef and beer caused them to put political aims above community well-being. This shows the risk when politics becomes more important than creating a sustainable and productive society.
That was David Zori of Baylor University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.